This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan. Good morning, John.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. It's Thunder and PT. Are you ready for second date update?
Yeah. I as ready as I'm going to be. I can't believe I kind of have to resort to bothering you guys about this.
No, don't worry about it, man. We do it all the time. How long has it been? Now, you messaged us about, was it Kelsey, right?
Kelsey or Kelly?
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Okay, how long has it been since you've seen Kelly?
Yeah, it's honestly been way too long. We texted a little bit after the date, but she kind of just dropped off after a few texts.
That's why we're going to try to set you up with Kelsey instead. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. How did you and Kelly, John, meet each other?
We met on Hinge, actually. I thought we kind of had a nice conversation going, so I asked her to meet up.
Okay, cool. And how did that go?
It went really well. We went out to the brewery, had a couple flights. We had a pretty good time together, and she was, like, really flirty the whole time. She was, like, flipping her hair and touching my arm, and honestly, when I walked out of there, I really thought I had just met my next girlfriend.
Wow. John, can you think of anything awkward that might have happened during the date with Kelly?
There was not a single thing that was awkward. We really just vibed really well together.
Do you have anything you can put a finger on? Like, why do you think she isn't getting back to you?
She's definitely looking to settle down, and I don't think I'm as ready to settle down, but, you know, if I met the right person, I definitely would change my mind.
Let me ask you this about Hinge, John. It seems like that's a dating site where you try to meet somebody special rather than just kind of the random hookup nature of Tinder.
I think it's definitely more geared towards relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I definitely, you know, first meetups and whatever else and kind of see what happens. It's not like Tinder or anything like that.
But you just want to kind of take your time, but you really want to see Kelly again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we definitely have a connection.
Okay, awesome. All right, we're going to reach out to Kelly, try to get her on the phone with us, John. If she agrees to come on, we'll hopefully get these answers for you and get some resolution here. So let's call her and see if she'll come on with us and tell us what's going on.
Hello?
Good morning, Kelly.
Yes, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. It's Thunder and PT. This can be a little strange. We co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf, Thunder and PT, and we do something called Second Date Update. And this is Kelly, I assume, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, what a nice surprise. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah.
First time ever a radio station has called me. This is kind of cool.
Well, we need to do it more often then.
Yeah, we should call you more often. Well, we actually want to give you another surprise, kind of. We want to talk to you about your date with John. Do you remember going on a date with John, like, back in March?
I do.
Okay. How did it go?
Awkward. It was really fun, actually. He's a really funny guy. He's attractive. There isn't really much to complain about.
Okay, and that's great, but Kelly, he said that even after the date, there were a few texts, and then just nothing. You kind of went silent.
Yeah, and he's a great guy, you know, nothing personal, but I enjoyed my time with him, but it was a little embarrassing being around him on the date, and it wasn't his fault, like, he didn't mean it, but it kind of is his fault, actually. So, yeah, it's just how it is. It's embarrassing to be with him.
Okay, can you explain what is embarrassing?
Okay, he dresses like he was born in, like, the 1950s. He wears hats, vests. He even has that, like, handlebar mustache going on, which I thought was really cute on his profile, but I find out that he dresses like this all the time.
So he looks like he should be, like, in a barbershop quartet, or is it more like a hipster thing?
The barbershop, yeah. Maybe the barber at a 50s bar, like parlor. I mean, it's really not cool. It is cute for a little bit, but not for, like, all your life, dressing like this.
Well, but I thought that style was kind of in amongst the woke culture. Am I missing something?
Really? Do you have to be woke? Do you really have to be woke?
It's kind of woke, man. Okay. The handlebar mustache. It's super woke.
Let's just get to this, Kelly. You really like John. Yes?
I do. Yeah, I do.
And you're attracted to him. I mean, you said as much. You just don't care for the way he dresses. Is that right?
Yeah, if he dresses like that, like maybe just sometimes, it would be cool. Like if you could agree to tone it down a bit.
So you think that you could potentially maybe get past that if he toned it down?
Yes, okay. If he toned it down.
All right, let's just do this because I think we owe it to both of you. We have John on the phone with us. And John, I'm kind of reluctant to ask you this question. What's it going to be, your clothes or Kelly?
Okay, well, obviously, Kelly, there needs to be some negotiation here. You know, I'm not going to completely change who I am. I'm not going to start rocking some white Reeboks and an Ed Hardy shirt, you know.
Oh, my God. Please don't do that.
It could be worse.
I think we should give him an Affliction shirt or something.
Or Bum Equipment. I don't think anyone even knows what that is. So, but, John, here's the thing. I think this needs to be said. John, I think I love your individuality. I think what makes you unique, it's like, Kelly, do you really want some, like, homogenized, look-like-everybody-else type of guy?
No, I mean, I love his personality. It shows off his personality. But I feel like he's kind of, like, hiding behind some of that. You know, the clothes and everything, and the vest and the hat. I just want to see him. You know, the mustache is not so bad. It's just so old. I mean, he's so young. I mean, he's dressing like he was born in the 50s. It's just weird.
Let me ask you a serious question here, John. Does that sound too controlling for you?
I mean, you know, it's definitely, like I said, something we could probably talk about.
Okay.
You know, why I dress that way and why I do what I do. But, you know, if she's willing to have those conversations with me and we're willing to kind of work together with it, like, I think I'm definitely open to that.
And I say that because I think if the shoe was on the other foot and it was a guy saying, I don't like the way she dresses from the 50s, I think our phones would blow up from women who would be saying, what kind of jerk is this? So I want to be careful of the double standard, but it's up to you. John, would you like to go out on another date with Kelly?
Yeah, I definitely would. If you know, she'd be willing to have a talk about it, I would.
Yeah. Kelly, and that sounds good to you?
Sounds great, yeah. And I'm sorry, guys, and I apologize, John. I'll be more open. I need to do better on my end as well.
Oh, jeez.
I love this.
Love it. There's like a lesson in there, too, I feel like.
Well, guys, we're going to leave all the dressing and undressing to you two, and we want to... guys, we wish you both all the best of luck, and thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.